Hello and welcome to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. Today, as you may hear with a white noise in the background, live from up in the air on my way to Hong Kong. Today's a first of another series on women's health, and the topic will be lifespan development of a modern woman. In today's society, women's roles have shifted. They're no longer out of reach when it comes to power. They're in power over the most relevant subject of all societies, to decide over their fertility, their trajectory in terms of when and if and how many children they envision to have. Birth rates have dropped drastically over the past decades and are continuing on a downward spiral. It is about time to inquire what women want. What factors mainly play into why women choose to postpone their family planning, have very few children by themselves, children on their own, children at a later stage, or decide to be childless. Governments around the world would like to know the answer to these questions. In our global research project, Analyzing Women's Fertility Planning, we want to find the root of this global trend. Despite the world's most generous child support, parental leave, free healthcare, free education, Sweden's fertility rate has dropped very dramatically and is now under 2 on only 1.5 children, leaving governments obviously puzzled and concerned. Many governments, particularly in Asia, with their especially low birth rates, in South Korea, in Seoul being 0.5 and in the country 0.7, Hong Kong below one child, Japan incredibly low, under one child. They all focus on extending their governmental support to incentivize women to have any and preferably more than one child. It feels very likely that it's stamping on the same spot with these ideas of incentivizing through money and not considering other aspects that may contribute to women actually being interested in having another child. Our research team is in agreement. There needs to be a paradigm shift away from seeing women as reproductive machines to seeing their beauty, strength, and independence. To be curious and ask women what they need and want and not see it through a male lens. The more power is given to women, the more engaged they are in shaping their and their potential future children's life. We have seen that in a survey on women of high wealth and their vision of passing on their inheritance. Even my grandma has considered that. She has thought not only about her children, but about her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. So her great-grandchildren will be better off in the future. And this was a female decision, a woman that decided over how her inheritance will be distributed. And I think it's such a beautiful example for looking into how this paradigm shift can happen, even in a generation that was turning 100. Yet, it isn't that simple, and many factors may play in a pivotal role in women's decision making. Finding the keys is essential for multiple reasons, yet to be explored, understood, with curiosity and an openness and willingness to collaborate with women and their individual organizations. Governments urgently need to signify, not only by providing more financial incentives, but support for women that are more practical. As you may hear in the background, we're about to get soon ready to Hong Kong. So I'll let you hear a little bit of up in the air announcements. And then I will continue with the most important message to governments. So I can look forward to some blue sky here in Hong Kong after quite some nasty spring. So governments urgently need to signify, not only by providing more incentives financially, but by more practical women's friendly workplaces, gender equal pay, which is a huge topic, the pay gap around the world. And it has been seen that countries where the pay gap was higher, that women had even less children. Lower cost and more flexible childcare, free day schools with lunch set up, not like in Switzerland where mothers have to organize their lunch and after school activities and kids go to three different places in one day. Less stressful family work balance and mostly more female politicians and senior business and university leaders. These women understand the needs and demands of their fellow citizens better than the mainstream male leader countries around the world and companies and universities. Women need to become in more power and have the opportunity to shape and create a new environment that is more supportive for women, and that they actually have the soft values that are in place to may consider having a family. Most importantly, as I already gave you a teaser, is beside all the practical discussion in this, it is the emotional and mental world of women, the social norms and expectations. These are much harder and less obvious to change. It is these our research team is particularly interested in. As women, we need to put ourselves out there and explore the world, connect and exchange with other women from different social backgrounds. These exchanges provoke reflection and potential change of old norms. That is exactly what I'm doing right now. I really sincerely hope I will make it to the event straight from the airport to the Upper House in Hong Kong to connect with a global group of women at an event at Upper House in Hong Kong on understanding female health. Stay tuned. I will certainly share some information of this very interesting presentation I'm about to go and listen to. So thank you so much for listening from up here in the air, about to arrive in beautiful Hong Kong, and to be continued this lifespan trajectory on women's health. Thank you and have a good day. Bye.